we recite the Holy Quran in a musical way. Please, Daniel, tell. This is to employ music to create a special mood in you is an artificial recourse. The fact is that all this is done to create a certain mood and a certain sentiment and a thrilling, something like being sent, which creates the effect of being spiritual. Music is closer to spirit as against the other sensual pleasures. So by the employment of music, the religious leaders have always sought to create a sense of spirituality artificially in human beings. But if there is a better way of creating that spirit, and not only move the heart but also move the mind and the whole human psyche along with it, that is positively to be preferred. And that is exactly what the Holy Quran has done. The Holy Quran does not deny the effect of music at all. What the Holy Quran does is that in music you are lost to an artificial player which ultimately draws your entire attention towards itself. And the ultimate purpose is lost to divert all your attention, you know, from all direction, in the one direction of Allah. That is better done if you recite the Holy Quran understanding the meaning. Every verse would carry you closer to Allah. And if you do it in a musical way, recite it in a sing-song tone, the effect of music is also created to help you enter that mood quickly. So this is the approach of the Holy Quran. Once you are lost in the meaning of the Holy Quran, the ecstasy you derive from it is far superior to any similar experience through music or other musical performances of singing or chanting, etc. And this is what Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam has referred to in one of his qasidas. He says the Arabs were so fond of music that they were totally given up to it. You created different types of song for them, the spiritual recitation of the Holy Quran, and they began to love it so much that they would not look back at what they used to love. They would never think of going back to the same sort of pleasures. This is a tribute which has been given to Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam. And this is true. One of the poets, for instance, poetry is also a similar art like music. One of the poets met Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu long after the death of Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat Umar asked him, "It's long, long time since I heard of any good verses, good couplets. So recite some of your recent poems." He said, "What poems? After I heard the Holy Quran, I have abandoned everything. Poetry is no more of any interest to me, because all that I could go for in poetry has been better provided to me by the music and the sense and the ecstasy which is in the Holy Quran." So this is why we don't need the employment of music. Rather, it would be detrimental to the ultimate cause of Islam. But some still do artificially, like Qawwali people.